With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The state Senate is passing a bill that adds premiums to state employee health care coverage. It's a proposal backed by the governor's office. Supporters say it gives state employees more choices in their health coverage and boosts employee pay. To note, SDPB employees are covered under the state health plan. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
For the past few years, unexpected health costs for state employees have cost the state millions of dollars. Governor Kristi Noem wants to offer state employees a new four-tiered health plan that she says will save the state $12 million. Republican State Senator Jean Hanhoff is chair of the State Appropriations Committee. She says health insurance is a part of any compensation package, but Republicans also want to raise state employee pay.
Is there something we can do with our health insurance, and can we, those dollars that we've been filling that hole with every year, can we take those dollars and use those to reinvest those in salaries so we can bring that up?
Hanhoff says the state's aging workforce is adding additional risk to the state's health plan. She says the state is not attracting younger employees. Eric Olilaw is with the South Dakota State Employees Organization, a group that lobbies on behalf of state employees. Olilaw says the state hasn't released hard data on the costs of the health plan this year, which will come later this session. He agrees state employees are paid under market value. He says the state wants to address that by charging state employees for their health plan.
And then using the state employees' own premiums to give state employees enhanced compensation. The numbers just don't seem to work right. We'd like to see what's behind them.
The bill passed 27-7 and now heads to the House. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
A bill clarifying property rights is advancing to a House vote. The House bill revises situations when the Game, Fish, and Parks Department can seize and dispose of contraband while enforcing hunting or fishing laws. That includes any game, guns, vehicles, or other belongings. Interim Secretary Kevin Roebling says it codifies existing Game, Fish, and Parks practices.
It establishes a clearly defined process that requires the court to determine if property is ultimately being used illegally, while still allowing law enforcement to seize property for evidentiary purposes.
Roebling says a judge determines whether the department can return seized property. The bill passed unanimously. It now moves to the full House of Representatives.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
The State Health Department is working with retailers to distribute COVID-19 vaccines through a federal pharmacy program. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Reiston says retailers are expected to carry limited doses of the vaccine.
Now, we don't know yet which locations will be participating, but we do know that this initial rollout will include pharmacies located in Walmart stores across the state, Hy-Vee locations, Lewis Drug locations, and a number of pharmacies who get their drugs supplied by Cardinal Health.
Malsom-Reiston says the federal government will distribute doses directly to retailers, which will not come out of the state's vaccine allotment. The state received 12,850 vaccine doses this week. That number will increase to 13,550 next week. The Lewis and Clark Regional Water System will receive $17.5 million in federal funding to complete a project that expands water access. The money is much more than the $100,000 originally requested in the former Trump administration's budget proposal to Congress. SDPB's David Ozzetti Scott reports.
The Lewis and Clark Water System is designed to supply water to 20 communities in three states. Troy Larson is the executive director of the project. Larson credits their congressional delegation from all three states for the increase in funding. He says the money will help complete two important components.
One of those projects is a large 16-million-gallon collector well down by Vermilion, and the second is a 2.5-million-gallon water tower at Beersford. So again, both those projects are currently underway, and these funds will help pay for the remaining costs.
Larson says the increase in funding brings the project much closer to completion than expected. He says they can now tell communities when they can connect to the water system.
For the longest time, we couldn't tell the members what decade they would receive water, let alone what year. Now we have a pretty good idea based on federal funding that we have about 8 years to go, roughly, before we have all the members connected and repay our federal funding advances from the state.
Larson says 15 of 20 communities are currently connected and receiving water from the system. He says ultimately, the new system will provide water to more than 300,000 people. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm David Azadi Scott in Rapid City.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.